Well, the highest rank is known, it's my favourite term in all of Greek history, the Pentakosia Medimnoi. You're fortunately not taking an exam after these lectures. I always set this for my undergraduates to see how many ways it can be misspelt. The term Pentakosia Medimnoi is a long Greek phrase that means the 500 measure men. And what that means is that the total value of the produce of your land, both wet and dry, wine, oil, grain, and so forth, must come to 500 standard measures. If you have more than that, you're in what is essentially the super rich class of Athenian society. All right? In our society, this would be the people who pay the highest luxury taxes. The second rank of Athenian society, measured now by wealth, is made up of those people whose wealth is not quite at 500 measures, but is higher than 300 measures. So between 3 and 500. And they are known as the hippes, which means the knights. And there's an obvious reason why that label should be used for them, because in ancient Greek society, owning a horse was a measure of great wealth. So calling a whole class of people the horse owners, the cavalry class, is a little bit like calling a wealthy group in our society the kind of people who can afford BMWs or Mercedes. It is labelling people according to a very clear and definite symbol of their wealth, below which comes the third group. They don't quite make it to 300 measures, but they have more than 200 measures of wealth. They are known as the zugotai. And the zugotai are the men who own a pair of oxen. The zugotai meaning the yeomen, the yoke men, if you like. So if you can afford a pair of oxen, but not a horse, it means that, to use very anachronistically our terminology, you're middle class rather than upper class, if you like. And then if you're below 200 measures, down to zero, so if you're quite poor, a subsistence farmer, for example, then you're of a class known to the Greeks as the thetes. And these are labourers. They may own a little bit of land of their own, but probably not even enough land to keep body and soul together, and so they have to sell their labour and work for other people. So access to various offices was pinned to this wealth. If you were of the Pentakosia Medimnoi, then you could serve as one of the archons of Athens, as you could too if you were a member of the hippes. On the other hand, if you were of the zugotai class, you couldn't go to that high level of public service, but you could serve on the council. If you were a member of the thetic class, the bottom group, well, you couldn't actually serve in public office, but you could still take part in the public assembly. So one's participation in government and in public life here is being determined by one's wealth. And as I say, it appears undemocratic to us, but in comparison to what had existed, it is actually a step forward because it creates regularity and the rule of law. This notion of establishing the rule of law, of making it clear what the regulations are by which we live and are ruled, not the capricious decisions of one man or one magistrate, but a consistent body of law that we can all refer to and understand, this we take for granted as a part of our democracy. And yet there must come a point in a society's development, if it is moving towards democracy, when it establishes this very fundamental principle, that our laws will be spelled out, that we can point to the law and say, look, it doesn't say that there, or it does say that there. This idea of the regularity of law in order to enforce the rule of law is something that the Greeks, excuse me, the Athenians in particular, owe to Solon. And they owe it to him in the quite literal sense that it is Solon who publishes the laws. Now, before this, the Athenians must, of course, have had various laws, but when you came before a judge or when you were seeking justice, it was not always entirely clear whether you could point to something that was written down or whether it was simply a common understanding that people had. Now, with the changes of Solon, there exists a comprehensive code of law in which everything is spelled out and published so that citizens can actually see quite specifically how they are being governed and what their rights are before the courts.